Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God on tonight. I just give God all reverence and all praise, who is my life, and to every one in their respective places. I thank and praise God tonight for just an opportunity to study the Word of God. I'm going to get ready to, we're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And we're going to just, after that, we'll get into our Bible study. Scripture and reading will be coming from Psalms 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round and about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declared his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted for above all gods. Yea, that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserved the soul of his saints. He delivered them out of the hands of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteousness and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. I have just read you Psalms 97 from the 1st to the 12th verse in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers and the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. We're just going to have a song.
Too hard to bear. You got no energy to spare. The sorrows life can bring, and I know you're scared. There's no remedy to spare. Worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through the fire. You gotta press through the pain. You're gonna lead us past the storm. Sunshine through the rain. All the worst is behind you. So put a smile on your face. Cause you're gonna make it. Yeah, you're gonna make it. Make it through the pain.
Rest, rest, rest.
Cause you're gonna leave your past alone. You're gonna make it. There's a song to sing. You just have to try. Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we just come thanking and praising you for another opportunity to study your word on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just come worshiping, just bowing down, God, just giving you glory, giving you praise on tonight, magnifying your holy name tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for this time, God. Thank you. I'm asking you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, God. I ask you right now, Lord, to use this vessel, God. I have no power and authority of myself. I know nothing of myself, God. I'm asking you on tonight to minister to us through Deuteronomy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I bind the strong man tonight. I bind the strong man from our lives and from this radio broadcast. I bind him up. I cast him out, and I command him to go in the name of Jesus. And I lose peace, knowledge, and understanding on this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything in them that should not be God, I ask you to remove them right now. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us the right spirit and a sound mind, God. Open up our understanding on tonight. Open up our hearts that we may receive your word just like you gave it to us. You give it to us. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless every member on tonight. Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 So let it be. Praise the Lord, everybody. We're just going to get ready to read. I'm going to start from chapter 1 in the book of Deuteronomy, the new book, the fifth book of Moses, that Moses supposed to have written. Chapter 1, these of the words. No, I didn't say that. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel on this side Jordan, in the wilderness, in the plains, over against the Red Sea, between Paran and Tophel, and Laban and Hazeroth, and Dizahab, 11 days journey from Horeb Horeb by the way of Mount Seir unto Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spake unto the children of Israel according unto all that the Lord had given him in commandments unto them, after he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwell in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwell in Ashtaroth, in Edirah, on this side, Jordan, in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare the law, saying, the Lord our God spake to us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey, and go to the mount of the Amorites into all the places nigh thereunto in the plain, in the hills and in the vale, and in the south and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land with the Lord. Swear unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. And I spake unto you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself. The Lord your God hath multiplied you, and behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and I bless you as he has promised you. How can I myself alone bear your cumbrance and your burdens and your strife? Take you wise men and understanding and knowing among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. And ye answered me and said, the thing which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. So I took the chief of your tribes and wise men and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers among your tribes. And I charge you, your judges at the time, saying, hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man, his brother, and the stranger that is with him. Ye shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye shall hear the small as well. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God. And the case that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. And I commanded you at that time all the things which you should do. And when we departed from Horeb, we went through all that great and terrible wilderness, which ye saw by the way of the mountains of the Amorites, as the Lord our God commanded us. And we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said unto you, ye are come unto the mountains of the Amorites, which the Lord our God doeth give unto us. Behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. And ye came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us, and they shall search out the land and bring us word again by what way we must go up, and into what cities we shall come. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe, and they turned and went up unto the mountain, and came unto the valley of Eshcol, and searched it out. And they took of the fruit of the land in their hands, and brought it down unto us, and brought us word again and said, it is a good land which the Lord our God doeth give us. Notwithstanding, ye shall not go up, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord your God. And ye murmured in your tent and said, because the Lord hated us, he hath brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Whether shall we go up, brethren, have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Akim there. And I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goeth before you, he shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. And in the wilderness where thou hast seen how the Lord thy God bear thee as a man doeth bear his son in all the way that ye went until ye came unto this place. Yet in this thing you did not believe the Lord your God, who went in the way before you to search out a place to pitch your tent in the by night, to show you by what way to you should go, and in a cloud by day. And the Lord heard the voice of your words and was wroth and swore, saying, surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see the good land which I swear to give unto your fathers, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and he shall see it, and to him who I give the land that he have trotted upon, and to his children, because he have wholly followed the Lord. Also the Lord was angry with me for your sake, saying, thou also shall not go in thither. But Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Moreover, your little ones, which ye shall, should be a prey, and your children, which is that they had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in thither, and unto them which I give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn you and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then ye answered and said unto me, we have sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight according to all that the Lord our God commanded us. And when ye had girded on every man his weapons of war, ye were ready to go up unto the hill. And the Lord said unto me, say unto them, go not up, neither fight, for I am not among you, lest ye be smitten before your enemies. So I spake unto you, and ye would not hear, but rebelled against the commandments of the Lord, and went presumptuously up unto the hill. And the Amorites which dwell in that mountain came out against you and chased you as bees do, and destroyed you in Seir, even unto Hormah. And ye returned and wept before the Lord. But the Lord would not hearken to your voice, nor give ear unto you. So you abode in Kadesh many days, according unto the days that you abode there. Amen.
Amen. Then we turned, chapter 2, okay. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me. And we come past Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, and ye compass this mountain long enough, turn you northward and command thou the people, saying, you are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir.
Yeah.
And they shall be afraid of you. Take ye good heed unto yourselves, therefore. Meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land, no, not so much as a foot breadth, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for possession. Ye shall buy meat of them for money, that ye may eat, and ye shall also buy water of them for money, that ye may drink. For the Lord thy God has blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through the great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God has been with thee, thou hast lacked nothing. And when we pass by from our brethren, the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, through the way of the plain from Eleth and from Ezion Gaber, we turned and passed by the way of the wilderness of Moab. As the Lord said unto me, distress not the Moabites, neither contend with them the battle, for I will not give thee of their land. I will not give thee of their land for possession, because I have given Ar unto the children of Lot for a possession. The Emim dwelt therein in times past a people great and many and tall as Anakim, which also were accounted giants. And the Anakim, but the Moabites called them Ammon. The Horims also dwelt in Seir before time, but the children of Esau succeeded them when they had destroyed them from before them and dwelt in their stead. And Israel did unto the land of possession, which the Lord gave unto them. Now rise up, said I, and get you over the brook Zered. And we went over the brook Zered, and the space in which we came from Kadesh Barnea until we came over the brook Zered was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war were wasted out from among the host, as the Lord swore unto them. For indeed the land of the Lord was against them to destroy them from among the host until they were consumed. So it came to pass when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people, that the Lord spake unto me, saying, thou art the Passover through Ar, the coast of Moab, this day. And when thou comest nigh over against the children of Ammon, distress them not, nor meddle with them, for I will not give thee of the land of the children of Ammon any possession, because I have given it unto the children of Lot for a possession. That also was accounted a land of giants. Giants dwelt therein in old time, and the Ammonites called them Zamzumim a people great and many and tall as the Anakim, but the Lord destroyed them before them, and they succeeded them and dwelt in their seed. And or said, as he did to the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, when he destroyed the Horem from before them, and they succeeded them and dwelt in their seed, or said, even unto this day. And the Avim, which dwelt in Hazarim, even unto Azah, the Kaphtorim, which came forth out of Kaphtor, destroyed them and dwelt in their stead. Rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thine hand Sihon, the Amorite, king of Eshbon, and his land, begin to possess it, and contend with them in battle. This day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee unto the nations that are under the whole heaven, who shall hear report of thee, and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee. And I sent messengers out of the wilderness of Kedemah unto Sihon, king of Heshbon, which words of peace, saying, let me pass through thy land. I will go along by the highway. I will neither turn unto the right hand nor to the left. Thou shalt sell me meat for money that I may eat, and give me water for money that I may drink. Only I will pass through on my foot. As the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, and the Moabites, which dwelt in Ar, did unto me, until I shall pass over Jordan unto the land which the Lord our God giveth us. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass by him, for the Lord thy God hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate, that he might deliver him into thy hand, as appeareth this day. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have begun to give Sihon and his land before thee. Begin to possess, that thou mayest inherit his land. Then Sihon came out against us, he and all his people, to fight at Jaaz. And the Lord our God delivered him before us, and we smote him and his son and all his people, and we took all his cities at that time and utterly destroyed the men and the women and the little ones, and every city we left none to remain. Only the cattle we took for a prey unto ourselves, and the spoil of the cities which we took from Aurora, which is by the brink of the river of Arnon, and from the city that is by the river, even unto Gilead, there was not one city too strong for us. The Lord our God delivered all unto us, only unto the land of the children of Ammon. Thou camest not, nor unto any place of the river of Jabbok, nor unto the city of the mountain, nor unto whosoever the Lord our God forbade them. Amen.
We're going to get ready to just look over some questions and see if we can just answer any of them. In chapter 1, how many years was it after Israel had left Egypt that Moses spake to them again on the commandments of the Lord? how many years? In chapter 1. It's, let me see. I'm trying to find it real quick. Verse 3, chapter 1, it says, and it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spake unto the children of Israel according unto all that the Lord had given him in commandments unto them. So it's on verse 3. Okay. Why did Israel refuse to go into the land? Let me see. Wait a minute. It says, why did Israel refuse to go into the promised land? I'm sorry. Into the promised land. Well, I think they was afraid to go in there. I just can't find the, because I remember reading where they had to kind of discourage some of the men that wanted to go, saying that these people was big and tall and they greater than we are and stuff like that. I just can't find it, but I remember reading it. Let me see. Because they sent them out to go spy the defeat of Israel. Okay, let me see.
It's talking about Israel in verse 1. Is that it?
Let me see. That's where I gave it. It was saying, in verse 1, in chapter 1.
Yes, ma'am.
But it was saying, why was they afraid to go into the promised land that God had given them? Why did Israel refuse to go into the promised land? Because they was afraid of those people. But why was they afraid of them? And the ones that was going to try to go, they had came back because they sent them to spy the land out. And when they spied the land out, they just seen some giants, I guess. They looked like giants to them. And they were saying that they looked like giants and they were tall and big and all of that kind of stuff, the Canaanites. So, you know, they had some of them. They had slept with some of them giants or whatever and made them big folks. And that's what it was. Nephilims or whatever you call them. And that's what they was looking at. And they was afraid. God told them to go and possess it, but they was afraid to go and do it. But God was with them. He wasn't going to let them. They was going to possess the land. They didn't go. They was afraid to go. Who did God say would not enter the promised land? Verse 3. Who did God say? And y'all know what that says, right? But anyway, I know he said. Okay. The men in the war of Israel. The men of war, the Israel would not go into the promised land. They would not go because of their disobedience. Then he turned around and told Moses that he wasn't going. He wouldn't let Moses go either, because Moses was got in trouble trying to stick up for the Israel. He said the only ones was going to go. Let me see if I'm answering questions first before I start talking. Okay, yeah, let me set up. Who would enter the promised land? Okay, who did God say would not enter the promised land? It's like the Israelites. Israel would not enter the promised land. They stayed in the wilderness for 40 years. And they still could not enter the promised land because they were studying, murmuring, complaining, and all this kind of stuff like that. And instead of having Moses go and tell God this, and he just brought us out here so we can die and kill us and all that kind of stuff, was complaining. And then he told, at the end, when they got close to them, when they got up on it, after they finished a couple of wars, they got up on it. They had to go in and take some lands on the side of, on this side of Jordan, and but he told them that they would not enter, because they would, he was telling them what to do. They was refusing to go into war because they were scared. So he said, ain't none of y'all going into the promised land. None of y'all, save for Caleb. And Joshua, those are the only two that will enter the promised land. Not even Moses will go into the promised land. And all the stuff Moses went through with the children of Caleb and Joshua and the children of the Israel, not Israel, because Israel was the children of Israel's parents. It's the children of Israel that would go into the promised land. Not even Moses. Okay, we're going to go to chapter 2. How long did it take before all of the rebellious men of war was consumed in the wilderness? It's in chapter 2. Let me see. What verse is it?
It's called 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
38
years. Yep. What relative of Israel lived in Mount Seir? What relative of Israel lived in Mount Seir? Let's see.
Is it Esau?
Esau, yeah. That's who it is. I was trying to find a, looking in the wrong place. I was trying to find the verse. It's Esau. And, who was given the land of Ammon as a possession? Let's see. Ammon. see, as the children of Esau was dwelling in 29.
You said who was given the land? Is it Lot?
Yeah, it was Lot. But
you want me to read
have
it?
A verse? Yeah.
Yeah, verse 19. And when thou comest nigh over against the children of Ammon, distress them not, nor meddle with them, for I will not give thee of the land of the children of Ammon any possession, because I have given it unto the children of Lot for a possession.
Mm-hmm. So did. So he was kind of really upset with the children of Israel. And he was upset with them because they kept on complaining and complaining, and he was doing all that he could for them, and they just kept complaining, and the more God did for them, the more they would complain. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to read like some of the commentary that I have, like the book of Deuteronomy was given to the new generation that was unfamiliar with the experience at Mount Sinai. The new generation had arrived on the east bank of the Jordan River, and it was 1 month before they would enter into the promised land. The adults of the generation which had left Egypt were dead. All of their parents and stuff was dead. And their bones were bleaching beneath the desert skies because of their unbelief and disobedience. They had broken God's law. Those were sins of commission. They had failed to believe God. Those were sins of omission. Unbelief is sin. The law was weak through the flesh. It was the flesh that was wrong as it is today. This is the reason God had an altogether different basis on which he saved us. The new generation, now grown to adulthood, needed to have the law interpreted for them in the light of the 38 years experience in the wilderness. New problems had arisen which were not covered by the law. New problems had arisen that weren't covered. Specifically, also God tells his people that they are to teach the law constantly to their children. By the way, okay, let me see. I'm just trying to get some stuff. So in chapter 1, Moses is reviewing the journey of the children of Israel and interpreting a great deal of what had taken place. All of that generation is now dead, with the exception of Caleb and Joshua. He is preparing the new generation to enter into the land and rehearsing the experience of their fathers so that they might profit from them rather than repeat the failures. In verse 1, in the same area, he said, I stood on Mount Nebo and I have pitched. Okay, that ain't what I want to read. What I saw did not, okay, this man is talking about what he did. Okay, and Mount Sinai is in Horeb. It was a journey of 11 days from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea, which was the entrance point into the land of the promise. Israel spent 38 years wondering when it should have taken them only 11 days to get into the land. Why? Because of their unbelief. Their marching was turned into wandering, and they became just strangers and pilgrims in that desert. Because they were slow to learn, they wandered for 38 years in that great and terrible wilderness. we also are slow to learn. But I think we would characterize ourselves by saying we have low spiritual IQ. Right. Let me see. In the close of that time of wandering, Moses delivers his first oration to them. Critics formerly found fault with this, claiming there was no writing at the time of Moses. Of course, now it has been shown that writing was an extensive long before Moses. Moses was the spokesman who gave the oration, yet he makes it clear that this was given him by the Lord. And in reviewing their history and ongoing over the journey in detail, Moses mentioned his great mistake. So Moses was fighting for Israel all the time, but Israel was always getting Moses in trouble. And he was trying to, you know, be standing the gap for them, and he didn't get to go in the promised land. And sometimes, and when you know you're doing right, and it's just like he was their pastor, and he was trying to please the man and to please God, but you always rather to please God than man. What, and you love the people, but you got to please and do what God called you to do. You can't just say, well, I'm going to go right back again and do it again and do it again when God looking at you like you crazy. What you keep praying for the same thing for? You see that he ain't going to do it. Why you keep coming to me for the same thing? They study complaining. I can give them filet mignon. I can give them all that stuff, and they still complain. They still complain. They don't have faith enough to believe I see what they need, and I'm going to supply their needs. But unbelief is of sin. They just don't know it. They just don't know they're being disobedient when they don't believe like that, and they will not enter in like that. That's the thing. Unbelief is a sin. You got to believe. You got, that's the only way you're going to please God is to believe in his word, believe what he say. You got to stand on that word. And if you still have it bad, lay that word on the floor and literally stand on the word of God. And it will help you. I've done it many times. I've done it. If you got to build your faith up, how you got to build it up, you do it. You do it. You do everything for the glory of God. You just, whatever you do it for the glory of God. I don't care what it is. And believe this word. Believe this word. If you don't believe nothing else, believe the word of God. Have faith in God. I'm telling you, God is the only one that I can just believe and know he's going to do it. Man, we can't put our confidence in man, but we got to put our whole confidence in God. You know, and Moses was sticking and standing up because he was shepherding them people. He was shepherding them. He was the shepherd over them. But they were sort of complaining, and I think it's when he hit that rock, he didn't hit it with the right motive and intention. And God got angry with Moses. Mm-hmm. So you just have to be careful how you do things. You have to be careful how you do things. Do we have any questions or comments? Because we only have, what, about a few minutes. Let me see. Yeah, we got just a few minutes. But this is good because he said all them old heads died. Them ones was going against him and murmuring and complaining, and now all of them died out. All of them, all their bones was in the sand. What did it say? Getting whitewashed or something, he said. Bleached in the sun because they was dead and gone and dead. But their children who knew no evil in their hearts and stuff, he let them go right on into the promised land, right on into it. So I thought this was a good book. Y'all forgive me. I don't know why I'm yawning like I'm yawning. I ain't had no coffee. But, yeah, it's a good book. And in the front of in my commentary was telling about where the name Deuteronomy came from. It said that the Greek word deutro means two or second. In nomen is law. So the title Deuteronomy means the second law. We are not to infer that this is merely a repetition of the law as it was given to Moses on Mount Sinai. This is more than a recapitulation, whatever it is. It is another illustration of the law of recurrences. As we have already seen in the scriptures, the Spirit of God has a way of saying something in an outline form, then coming back and putting an emphasis upon a particular portion of it. There are four Hebrew titles of Deuteronomy. First is Devarim, meaning the words of. These be the words, derived from the opening expression, these are the words which Moses spake. Number two, the type or the fifth of the law, the book of reproof and the iteration of the law. The theme of Deuteronomy may surprise you. The great thing is love and obey. That's the theme of Deuteronomy. So, you know, it's going to get better because it's love and obey. But the most important thing you can do for God and do for yourself is to obey God. That's why this book is so important. It's the obedience book and the love book. And you know God is love. And we have to obey because God, all them people came out of Egypt to go in that promised land. And did none of them go in, their children went in, that next generation. So we have to really be careful. We got to really be careful. Amen. Any comments or questions? Because I just want to know, did everybody get their questions? I tried to email them. Did y'all get them? I know Prophet Salah got hers. Did anybody get their question?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
I got
mine. Okay. I just want to make sure everybody got them. If they didn't, I will resend them again. Because I did some, that's how I did some crazy stuff trying to send them things off. I don't know what I did. I just know I was supposed to get them to y'all, and I couldn't. How to attach it. I couldn't figure out how to attach it, and it was really bothering me because I went to compose, and I thought that little box was supposed to have an attachment to it, but it's when I think when you download it, it hasn't. When you scan anyway, I went to Messenger and tried to send it to everybody. So I hope y'all got it. If y'all didn't get it, I will resend it because this gonna be a better, you're going to get a good understanding out of Deuteronomy, and we need one. It's the fifth book of Moses, and I enjoyed it so far because he's still looking at who is obeying him and who's not. And when God... and let me know when God put a judgment on you. It's just that. He told Moses, before. You're going to do this and do that and do this because you ain't going in. So make sure you still take them up there. He had to still do that, and he wasn't going to go in. But it's just like you go all the way up to the door. You done walk with these, work with these people, protecting them, sending them, pray for them. And then you walk all the way up to the door to the promised land, flowing with milk and honey. And you can't even, he said, he had asked him, could he just look over in there? And he told him he could look over in it, but he could not enter in. That was something. And he done fought for these people all that time. It's something. I guess, you know, it goes to show you, when you lay down your life for them, and you get messed up trying to protect the people of God, and they get you messed up with God, you can't let them get you messed up. Don't let the people of God get you messed up like that. And I know I'm not. I'm going to depend on and do what God say do. You know, I just know that, you know, we have a soft heart, a tender heart, a loving heart for the people of God. But don't let them get you in no trouble with God, with the main person. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's good in everything to show love. It's good to try to help people. It's good to show them to do this and to show them to do that. But when God say it's enough or don't do this, don't get upset with God. Just don't do it. They might not like you no more, might not speak to you no more, but you do the right thing and do what God tells you to do. That's what I got out of it today. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to keep you. We only have a couple of minutes left. We're going to be in chapters 3 and 4 on Thursday. I hope everyone have their paper by then so we can get some response and stuff back. So we're going to get ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for opening up our understanding, God. Thank you for this book, God, the book of law, the book of Moses, Lord. We just thank you right now for opening up our understanding, opening up our hearts and minds on today, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for covering everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, I apply the blood over their doorposts on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, over our doorposts, I thank you for touching and healing Apostle Deans on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just give you glory for this word. I give you praise. I give you worship for your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. I love you. You all go in peace. I will be right back on for the Bible class on Thursday at the very same time. I will be on in the morning on Facebook Live. God bless you all. I love you. Have a good night.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Good night.
Love you. God to you.
Love you. Good night.
Love you. Good night.